John Main, 35 Riders. Let's go.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a goat. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me blessed. Now I'm signing. No, I'm like a nut. Why?
Yo, 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 what's good, listeners, likers, welcome to the Cut on G14 Radio, going down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm your host, Onyx, and I have the co-host, Tyrone and Golden Feast on the line, as always. What it do, what it do?
What's good?
Really? Come on there, singing.
I had to do it.
Already. What's up, Goldie?
Hey,
yo.
Well, that boy Fleece.
Yo. He's on
he
there.
He must be having some issues right now. It still had him on hold for a second, but
bring him live. Bring him live.
Yeah, I'm on. All right, Fleece, what's good? Well, now he's off.
He must be calling back in. Well, Golden Fleece will be on the line with us. That's the other co-host on the Cut G14 Radio. You know what it is. Crazy week. The grind is never ending. Big show tonight. Definitely tonight's topic. We have a chance to get into it. If we have a chance, because we have two guests coming on. Why is hip-hop to blame? Seems like hip-hop is to blame for everything these days in the media.
Yo, yo.
And entertainment. What's good? Yo.
My bad. My man had me on the mute real quick. What's good, family?
Hey. Nothing. Just letting them know the topic tonight, if we have a chance to get into it, is why is hip-hop to blame because of all the attention. Anytime something negative happens, sometimes in the media, they love to turn to hip-hop and blame rap music. So definitely want your feedback and your phone calls on that tonight. And the number to do that is 760-913-4119, and we will get into that a little bit later. So as promised, we will be giving away the 50 promo CDs with the professional insert design done by Brightwood Entertainment, and that's the co-host Tyrone. We got Ben, Cupid, and Pasha. They're all licensed on Global 14, competing for that with the correct answer with the JD Game of the Week. Tyrone, for those who are just tuning in and don't know what the JD Game of the Week is, can you let them know what exactly it is and how it came about?
Yeah, with the JD Game of the Week, basically every week we're asking so-so death-related questions. Basically, you know, our listeners call in, they answer the question correctly, and they're entered into a drawing. So make sure you know you – I think that we're at the end of that, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Oh, yeah. We gotta chill out for a minute. We're giving away too much, doing too much. But definitely going to give away the 50 promo CDs tonight. So hopefully, Ben, Cupid, Tasha, if you're listening, you got to call in. It's a tiebreaker question tonight going down. Whoever has the right answer will get the 50 promo CDs and the professional design. And the reason we've been playing the – yeah, it's going down. It's going to be real nice. The reason we've been playing the JD Game of the Week is because this station is actually tied to his social networking site, and that's global14.com. So if you haven't checked it out, make sure you go ahead and do that and create you an account. Lots to get into. JD is actually on there interacting with everybody. Lots of groups on there for you to get into and be a part of. You can post your music in certain groups. Pump It and Dump It is the number one music group to post your music in. Tonight, we have rap recording artist Rain, very well known within the industry from the 910, that's Fayetteville, residing in New York. So we're going to have an opportunity to hear all about his journey and his upcoming projects and everything he's got going on. Definitely excited about that. Another one. Everybody knows about Fayetteville. Well, they should have known about it already, but a lot of people know about Fayetteville because of J. Cole. But J. Cole's not the only artist from Fayetteville rapping. So shout out to Rain, and he's going to come on tonight. Very excited about that. And then last but not least, we got Trista T, the very first model of the Beautiful Music segment. Golden, I'll pass the mic to you so you can introduce to our listeners how that's going to happen and how other victims can also hit you up to be a part of the Beautiful Music segment.
Yes, no doubt. The Beautiful Music segment, first one tonight, Trista T, the lovely Trista T. We're very excited to have her. Basically, it was an idea that we came up with just because we understand that artists are not the only thing that drives the industry, you know, the models, the video vixens, the musicians, that are women, they also play a big part. So we wanted to get their side.
Yeah.
We wanted to get the model side, what goes up on, you know, the videos that they go to, how are the castings, you know, what are they doing with themselves, what are they like outside of doing videos, you know. You always still see still pictures of them in the video not saying anything. So we want to get their perspective and learn about them as well. So we implemented that segment, and tonight's the first one, so we're very excited about that. Trista T, shout out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Going down, going down. And shout out to Paul Wall via his Twitter and through the support of his fans. Every Wednesday he has this thing. It's Paul Wall Wednesday, #, Paul Wall Wednesday. And he actually released a mixtape about 3 weeks back, No Sleep Till Houston. And most of the tracks that were on there were produced by G-Luck and B-Don. And we actually played quite a bit of those tracks on the show every Wednesday, and Global 14 posted the tracks as well. So shout out to Paul Wall for that, and he's been very supportive. He called in one time to the show, so we like to show that support back. So make sure you check the homie out. Lots of good music, jamming, a couple of collabs on there as well. As far as the Billboard, I'm going to get straight into it. Drake on top with number one rap album, Take Care, and the number one song, The Motto, YOLO. Queen Bey, Beyonce, Love on Top, top of you know, ever since we made fun of the terms in hip-hop, YOLO, I found myself, I never said it before, and now I say it. Like, I need to be not saying that, but.
You even texted me with it.
I did. Can you believe it?
I saw it on the end of the text, and I was like, what the hell is this? This
I was
YOLO?
Trying to joke. I was trying to joke, but now I think it's getting comfortable with me for some reason, so I gotta stop that. Again, Queen Bey, Beyonce, Live on Top, he's topping the R&B hip-hop set. Kelly Clarkson on the pop with Stronger, What Doesn't Kill You. Adele is still raining on radio with Set Fire to the Rain. And then we got Young, who is it? Oh, We Are Young featuring Janelle Monae on the Hot 100. And you know, guys, every week I said, I'm going to check the song out because I want to know why it's number one. And I want to know, well, I actually had a chance to listen to it. And then I realized that I've heard this song before. I hear it everywhere. So I know what the song is, and I see why it's number one. And it's just going to be one of those songs that, you know, it's going to be in movies, commercials. It's just one of those songs. So it's this song, right?
It doesn't sound anything like her.
Yeah, I couldn't believe.
It doesn't sound anything like her. That's why
yeah,
we got
she
confused.
Wasn't. Exactly. I didn't know it was her. Like, I did not know that song was her. So, shout out to Janelle Monae for doing a little crossover music. What's hot in the mixtape vault this week?
All right. In the mixtapes, we got DJ White Owl with Drop That 196. It features various artists. We also got Mac Miller with Macadelic. I just heard one of Mac Miller's songs for the first time that's off this Macadelic album. It's called Going Loud. I actually saw the video for it. My first time hearing from the young man. And I like the song. I haven't had a chance to check out the rest of his stuff, but I do like the song. Just wanted to see what the hype was about. Also, we got a YG featuring DJ Mustard with 400 Degrees. We got Ace Hood with Starvation and Tay Dism with Art.
All right.
Next week, we got Darrow Music with Highlights, and also French Montana and the Coke Boys with Coke Boys 3.
Nice. Coke Boys 3. Coke Boys 3. French Montana and Coke Boys with Coke Boys 3.
Yeah, let me tell you something, man. French Montana is he's sizzling right now. Like,
yeah, he's decent.
I can't go anywhere without hearing French Montana. So shout out to French doing his thing, you know. Mac Miller with Macadelic. One thing about that young dude, he's a worker, man. He's going to be dropping music all the time. So shout out to Mac Miller, man. I want to see if his second album, if he, you know, when he decides to drop one, does as well as his first one did. But it just seemed like that one just dropped, and already he got another mixtape coming out. These boys be working.
Oh, yeah, definitely putting in that work, putting in that grind time. I'm feeling, you know, I got a shout out to homie DeVoe Music, Real Place Texas, stand up. I will be looking for that mixtape next week. I did see a little bit of promotion about that. Nice to see Ace Hood out there putting a little something out. You know, his buzz is not as huge as it was when he did the Hustle Hard right now, because I could see why he would be, you know, dropping a little something, keeping his name relevant and all that.
He got bars.
And for the masses, I mean, you know, he is who he is, but for those who don't follow him heavy and what he got going on in his career. So shout out to Ace Hood. Well, tonight, coming up soon, we're going to have Rain. And if you have any questions or comments you would like to make and you want to speak to him live, now it is your chance. So call in at 760-913-4119. And before we bring him on the line with us, let's go ahead and drop his single. And this is Rain with Get It Off, and it's produced by, I believe it's Not. So shout out to Rain, coming on the line soon.
Diva, it's a diva, hot boy, I'm about to steam up, goddamn, oh Jesus, riding looking for a brand new Gina, Marty Ma, in a 40 car, I still be living this life at 44, if it ain't about money, what you call me for, small talk always gets ignored, Lord, oh, yeah, check my repertoire, bra, fresh out the door, fresh off the floor. I gotta be the sharpest knife in the drawer. Hustle with my back to the wall, scratching for more, laughing, blasting out the passenger door, clapping that jaw. Real life, y'all been acting too long, and I've been at it too long. It's just vanished like y'all. Oh, yeah, check my repertoire. Raw, fresh out the door. Fresh off the floor. Come on, nigga, go get it up. Now check out my bra, flaws, get you none at all. Raw, check me where she was. Nah, baby, don't get lost. Come here, show them how you get it up. Dollar bill, dollar bill. Drop it for me, diamond, let me know it's real. I don't give a fuck how the critics feel. I ain't listening to that jazz, I'm up to spill. Y'all get thrown out right before I roll out. Prince like real, hit the bill, then I show out. With that bill, rip the seal, nigga, no doubt. You better sit still and get real, what you know about. That city where I'm from, it get feeling really. With the click, city, you and your silly niggas get done. Whether Goliath or itty bitty, I pity the committee who really feel like they can stand as far with the one. Rizzy, Sun Tzu, city, Sun Tzu. Feel like they master the art of war. I rip apart you. Rizzy the carnivore, it's time to eat. Y'all getting over, just not with me. Oh, yeah, check my repertoire. Raw, fresh out the door. Cars, fresh off the floor. Come on, nigga, go get it up. Now check out my bra, flaws, you see none at all. Raw, check me what you are. Nah, baby, don't get lost. Come in, show them how you get it up. I stepped in the door, what it do, man? Straight to the roof, I got the juice, man. With the lick ring, tell me if you damn. I make it hot quick, in the hot skit. For the ski mask, damn, fuck the nonsense. Before the crime itself, that's how I've been. Overwhelmed, overselled, we were bonding. The same hustle, can you recognize? Oh, yeah, check my repertoire. Raw, fresh out the door. Fresh off the floor. Come on, nigga, go get it up. Now check out my bra, flaws, you see none at all. Raw, check me where she was. Nah, baby, don't get lost. Come here, show them how you get it up.
Already, that was Rain with Get It Off, and that was produced by, Not. Not familiar with the
Big
producer, Notch. But Jesse. Not, do you know who that is? Where is he from?
Nah, Rain is from, I'm not sure where Notch is from. You know, we know Rain is from Fairville, North Carolina. Shout out to the homie Rain, because he definitely got the dope production all the time on his projects. He has producers on his projects that big time artists have on his projects. They really believe in this guy, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have him on the show, because he's super dope, and you know he's one of the looked out artists for 2012, but he's been around for a long time doing his thing, you know. So he's always got the dope production, clean videos. Everything is dope with him, so I'm looking forward to seeing what his new project, The Magic Hour, how that's doing. Also, what he has coming up as well. So hopefully we can go ahead and get him on the line here soon, bring him on and talk about that. But I first got introduced to his music through my man Eric Beasley, which manages him. So when I heard him, I was like, yo, this kid is dope. Like, I'm thinking, you know, immediate signage, but they've been buzzing, grinding real hard, so they want to gain that leverage so they can get that great deal, and he's on the way to it.
Yeah, he's definitely got a lot of heavy hitters on his team and on the squad. I actually had a chance to look at the Twitter, seeing what he had going on. A lot of people quoting his lines and tweeting him and adding him and everything. And I'm like, dang, this dude, you know, got quite a huge fan base, rather. A couple of people retweeted that he was going to be on the show tonight, so definitely looking forward to Rain coming through. And, you know, he's from the Fayetteville, and I kind of feel like I have a little tie with Fayetteville now that I didn't came.
Well, that's where you're at, right?
Right. That's where I am right now. I happen to be here right now from Texas, just left Texas. I'm actually in Fayetteville right now for quite a little bit. Why are we talking all my business to everybody? But anyway, I just realized, wait, hold up. But no, seriously, when I first got here, where I met DJ Rain, you know what I'm saying? So when I had met up with the radio station and everything, they were like, I said, yeah, I met a Rain. And they're like, oh, you met Rain? And I'm like, yeah, I met Rain. But they thought I was talking about the artist and I was talking about the DJ. So he definitely had quite a bit of a name and a buzz already going on within the city. And that's nice, you know, especially when J. Cole is the forefront of it, that he still has that shine and, you know, the same, pretty much the same. So shout out to Rain. Can't wait till he gets on the line.
Yo, yo.
Yeah, Tyrone is actually, hello? Was that Rain?
Yes, Rain is on the line.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, what's good? What's good?
What up with y'all? How y'all doing?
Hey, blessed and breathing, homie. Blessed and breathing.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Sounds great.
And Golden. And Golden.
Can y'all hear
me
clear? Like y'all going in and out?
Yeah, we can hear you pretty clear. We got
all right,
Golden
cool,
on
cool.
Channel.
What sounds better?
Yeah, he's in. I don't know what happened to him. I mean, he's on.
Okay, he's on.
I'm on.
Yeah, we got Rain on. Golden is actually going to come and give you a one-on-one real quick. We're going to see what's going on with his line in a second. We want to introduce your song if you want to get it off. You want to introduce that. We'll play that for the audience until Golden gets back on the line with us.
All right, cool. Yeah, this is a new joint off of Magic Hour 3, Get It Off, produced by Knots. Let's get into it.
Already.
Diva, it's a diva. Hot boy, I'm about to steam up. Goddamn, oh Jesus. Riding looking for a brand new Gina. Marty Ma in a 40 car. I still be living this life at 44. If it ain't about money, what you call me for? Small talk always gets ignored. Lord, oh, yeah. Check my repertoire. Bra, fresh out the door. Fresh off the floor. I gotta be the sharpest knife in the drawer. Hustle with my back to the wall, scratching for more, laughing, blasting out the passenger door, clapping at y'all. Real life, y'all been acting too long, and I've been at it too long to just vanish like y'all. Oh, yeah, check my repertoire. Raw, fresh out the door. Fresh off the floor. Come on, nigga, don't get it up. Now check out my bra, flaws, get you none at all. Raw, check me where she was. Nah, baby, don't get lost. Come here, show them how you get it up. Dollar bill, dollar bill. Drop it for me, diamond, let me know it's real.
don't give a fuck how the critics feel. I ain't listening to that jazz, I'm Uncle Phil. Y'all get thrown out right before I roll out. Prince like Will, hit the bill, then I show out. With that bill, rip the seal, nigga, no doubt. You better sit still and get real, what you know about. That city where I'm from, if you're feeling really with the click, bitty, city, you and your silly niggas get done. Brother Goliath or itty bitty, I pity the committee who really feel like they can stand as far with the one. Rizzy, Sun Tzu, city, Sun Tzu, feel like they master the art of war. I rip apart you all, Rizzy the carnivore. It's time to eat, y'all getting over, just not with me. Yeah, check my repertoire, raw, fresh out the door. Cause, fresh off the floor, come on, nigga, go get it up. Now check out my bra, flaws, get you none at all. Raw, check me what you are. Nah, baby, don't get lost, come here and show them how you get it up. I stepped in the door, what it do, man? Straight to the roof, I got the juice, man. With the lick read, tell me if you damn. I make it hot quick, in the hot skit. For the ski mask, damn, fuck the nonsense. Before the crime itself, that's how I've been. Overwhelmed, overselled, we were bonding. The same hustle, can you recognize? Yeah, check my repertoire. Raw, fresh out the door. Cause, fresh off the floor. Come on, nigga, gon' get it up. Now check out my bra, flaws, you see none at all. Raw, check me where she was. Nah, baby, don't get lost. Come here, show them how you get it up.
Right now on D14 Radio The Cut, and we have Golden on the line joining us, the co-host. What's up, Golden?
Yeah. My fault. Life is G-Force family, Rain, everybody. Technical difficulties. Sometimes the blog talk thing don't work how we want it to work, but we always make it work. So we back, you know what I'm saying? Rain, how you doing, my brother? I'm glad you could make it.
Thank you, man. I'm doing good. Enjoying life. Just got back to New York, and just enjoying the big city.
That's what's up. So I just wanted to have Rain on the show today because one of my peoples, Eric Beasley, introduced me to Rain's music a long time ago, and I've been a fan ever since, and definitely following Rain's movement. And so I wanted our audience to know about Rain, Global 14's audience to know about Rain, because he's making big moves, doing big things. First of all, we're going to start from what we were saying earlier. You're from Fayetteville, North Carolina, but now you're residing in New York, but you are from Fayetteville, correct?
Yes, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Indeed. Now, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Born and raised in Fayetteville, North Carolina, now residing in New York.
Okay, cool. Now, Fayetteville, North Carolina, relatively a smaller town, especially compared to New York. But Fayetteville has some MCs. North Carolina has some MCs. And, you know, that name has literally been put on the map by J. Cole, which is having a lot of success on the mainstream. But when I first heard you, everybody that I asked from North Carolina knew about you. It was like, yo, Rain's that dude out here. Rain. And I was like, I heard him. And he is sick. So how did Fayetteville influence your career? How did you start rhyming in Fayetteville? How'd you get into the music period living out there?
Fayetteville, like I said, I was born and raised out there. So just the experiences, just experiencing life in, you know, in that city just, you know, influenced the music and inspired me to make music. I was introduced to the music from, you know, just so many different angles from, you know, people I grew up with playing music from No Limit and Cash Money and Goody Mob and stuff like that. And my brother, my older brother being from New York, playing me doo-wop mixtapes with Kool G Rap on it and Nas, and, you know, just having this all this different music around me and these different sounds, and being, you know, being in Fayetteville to take my experiences and try to, you know, mimic these sounds and twist them in a way to make my own type of sound and, you know, blend it all together. That's where you get, like, the, you know, the East Coast Southern sound from me. So it's kind of like, you know, it's not as backpack or as, you know, it's not too lyrical to the point where you can't understand it, but it still has a little bounce to it to complement that Southern feel. So.
Right. And that's one of the first things that I noticed when I did hear your music. And I was telling Eric, I was like, wow, dude sound like he's from the East Coast, but you kind of hear that draw. You kind of hear that draw. And I thought that was real dope because it made everything you were saying come across even better to me. You know, even, you know, some subjects that you rap about, you can hear a million people rap about that, but the way it come across makes you a fan of that one person, and that was immediately something that drew me into your music.
Man, I appreciate that. But yeah, like, you know, just that just comes from living in the South and having, you know, New York musical influences, so
right,
it works
right
out.
So we're gonna take it to definitely where you're going with the music. You done dropped a lot of dope mixtapes out there, and I really like the way you brand your music, because you definitely had the theme going. The Magic Hour has been the name, is it, of your last three tapes?
Yes, the last three has been the Magic Hour.
Okay, and how many have you dropped so far totally?
But mixtapes or Magic Hours? Like, it's been three Magic Hours. It's been too many mixtapes to count. But
Okay. I was actually talking about mixtapes.
Oh, yeah. As far as the mixtapes, it's been, as far as my own personal mixtapes, I did three different series of mixtapes. I did the Highly Unanticipated mixtape with Don Cannon, and I did Highly Unanticipated Reloaded, and then I did American Dreaming Part 1, 2, and 3, and Magic Hour 1, 2, and 3. And it was all...
That's what's up. I got
the majority of all these CDs was just original music, so it actually equaled out to about 6 to maybe 8 albums worth of music.
Right. And that's what, when I first heard your music, I think it was American Dream and 1. And I was like, yo, this guy right here, he got it, and I noticed it was all original music with original beats, and I was like, wow, this is, like, better than most people's albums. And me and my man Eric was sitting there, and he was like, I'm telling you, this kid got it, man. And it was. You know how you listen to something and you might think you biased to it? I made sure I let 10 other people hear the album, and they were like, who is this kid? Where's he from? This kid is crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's great, man. Like, it's just crazy because it's like, you know, I just make music. Like, I don't really expect nothing from it. And I never really, you know, think of the outcome or what it's going to turn out to be. You know, you just put the music out and hope the people like it. So when I get feedback, like, yo, this sounds like an album, or this sounds good, and just to think that I was just making these songs in my room, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy to get that kind of feedback.
No doubt, man. Well, you know, definitely, you know, as a brother that listens to a lot of music and definitely loves music, you want to tell the people that do it the right way that you appreciate what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely want to say that from me to you. You definitely got the knack for what you're doing. You know what you're doing. And, you know, we appreciate hearing good music. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a lot of stuff that's going on right now that people may think, you know, how is this popular or whatever, but there's always the guys and the girls out there that just really love good music. And when you hear it, you're like, wow, you know what I'm saying? I become a fan. So it doesn't matter, you know, labels or whatever.
Okay.
I'm following the mixtapes like you're on a major, you know what I'm saying? So shout out
to you. And that's the whole thing. That's exactly what the plan is to just get people to understand that, you know, just because you signed to a major or signed to a record label in general, it doesn't make the music better. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
right.
Our biggest goal is to be able to move units without a major label. Like, if we can find a way to we're still trying to find a way to get the music out without the majors, and to be able to generate money without the majors having their hands, you know, in our pockets all the way down to their elbow. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's like our main goal right now, and that's like our main focus, is trying to find different ways to do it. So we put these mixtapes out, and we shoot videos and do these things to grab the fans' attention and to get them to look in our direction. That way, when it's time to release something, where, you know, we're charging them for, they would go out and support it and go out and pay for it, being that they got so much free music, free good.
Right. We still got rain on?
It says we do, but I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I think the Blog Talk might be acting a little funny tonight. All listeners, please bear with us. We'll definitely get them back on the line as soon as possible.
Okay, so, well, you know, pretty interesting so far.
It is, and I saw that he's on the line. It may be his signal, so if we're going to shoot him a quick text, tweet, whatnot, see what's going on with that. I think it's his signal maybe has fell off a little bit.
Yeah, definitely want to get him back. Very interesting, you know, interview with him, because he's on the way to doing exactly what he was saying that he wanted to do. And that's basically build that fan base up on, so that major label won't be in his pocket. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
The music that he's releasing is definitely big time. Let's see if we can get him back on.
Yeah, and that's also something that, and I think he just came back on. Let me see here.
Yo.
Rain. What's good, Rain?
Rain,
we got you back.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got
you. Yeah, you back.
Right,
I appreciate that. Brother. Sorry, sometimes the signal goes out and the Blog Talk doesn't handle it so well. Don't worry, fans, we'll be on XM soon enough. Trust that. But back to what we were
good,
saying.
I'm thinking
you know,
of my,
back
my
to what
phone,
we were saying.
We on, so let's go.
Yeah, we back on. So what you were saying, though, it's so relevant, man. I think the free music that you're giving to people is so great that it's not going to be any issue with it turning into them paying for the music that you're delivering. One thing that I really notice about you, man, is on your independent grind, you're dealing with the major names in the industry, period. So even the dudes that are on that multi-million dollar scale, they're calling and asking to work with Rain.
Yeah.
I wanted to get into a few of those names.
Let's do it.
All right, so we definitely going to shout you out here. You done worked with Dr. Dre on the Elusive Detox album. I don't know if we're ever going to get that, but just you working on that is amazing. So congratulations for that. How was that experience?
Thank you. That was probably one of my favorite musical experiences. It was the first time that I actually had to work under pressure, because a lot of the times I make my music, like I said, I make my music in the comfort of my own studio, and, you know, I take my time with it. I'll write half of a song and come back to it later, or, you know, it was like we was on a shot clock with Dr. Dre, so we're just in the studio just coming up with music, and he's, like, standing over my shoulder. It's like, yo,
wow.
Like, you're a little kid. I was a little kid watching nothing but a G thing, like, and
right.
You know, all these Dr. Dre classics, and I grew up listening to the Chronic, one of my favorite songs is Let Me Ride. So to be able to sit there and just have him over my shoulder, like, yo, say that for me, You got to say it to them, and it's like, it was crazy. So, you know, just those experiences was dope. Like, that was a good one. And, you know, it was just, you know, I hope the songs see the light of day. I hope the album comes out just as a fan. Like, even if I'm not on it, I just hope the album comes out. Like, I would just like to hear it. I would like to hear what he picked and what he used and what he didn't use. But,
well, that's an awesome experience, man, in itself, even if the song doesn't.
What happened?
Hello?
I think we lost.
Yeah, still going. Hey, you guys.
I'm on.
All right, hey, y'all taking turns with it.
I'm here this time. I stuck in this time.
right. We appreciate you. That's really dope. I'm just sitting here engaged and in tune to the interview right now. Much respect for you, and while Golden is getting back on the line, I just want to let you know that I actually heard about you in Fayetteville, and I thought that was pretty dope that you have quite a bit of a name and a following out here, a lot of support in Fayetteville. I'm actually out here right now at the moment, so salute.
Oh, you in Fayetteville?
Yeah, I am right now, I am. I'm from Texas, but I'm out here. Yeah, so, yeah, I'm in your city, that's what's up.
stay away from Club The Rock.
Stay away from where?
Stay away from Club The Rock.
Okay.
Done.
You ain't gotta tell me. Is it? You ain't gotta tell me. Yeah, you ain't gotta.
I let them do. Not my people's that own the spot, but it's a dangerous spot, man. Bring security with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for putting me on to the do's and do nots out of the city, because definitely not my block. I think Golden is back on the line, actually. Golden, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
You back on live with us?
Yeah, check this out. This is a public service announcement to Blog Talk Radio right now. I really think that those other lines that we log into on the queues, for the host queue, is what cuts people off, for real. I'm going to just say that.
Mm.
So I hope somebody's listening, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm dealing with two phones that I never have trouble with. It's crazy that I'm having trouble on those external lines, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
Stop that bullshit, Blog Talk. But I digress. Back into the interview with Rain, and I'm sorry about that, fans. We were talking about the Dr. Dre detox and how great that was working with him. But you also are a founding member of the Militia, which was the group with Corey Guns.
Yeah. Wow, I almost forgot about
that. How did that come about? How did you meet Corey?
It seems so long ago, I really almost forgot about that. That's my guy, man. Corey's like, he's a good friend of mine, and when I moved to New York, he was like one of the first people I met, one of the first people that embraced me musically. He already had his thing going with the Smack DVD, and even before that, like, you know, he had a name in the neighborhood, and people respected what he was doing. And you know, when he got his situation with Universal, he pulled me in. So it was like, you know, we started the Militia together. The Militia was actually, just me. It was Corey Guns and the Militia, and I was the only guy in the group. but prior to us building around it and it being any artist, it was just, I was the Militia. It was like Corey Guns and Rain. So then we started adding people to it. And one of my guys, it was one of Corey's friends, it was, you know, we was all cool. It was a friend of mine named Jerm. He started rapping. He wound up joining the group, and then Hash started rapping with the group. He's actually still with the Militia to this day, and it was like, you know, it was a dope experience, man. We was young, 16, 17, traveling the world together. You know, we flew to Switzerland, to the Bahamas, Puerto Rico as kids, as young teenagers. You know, we experienced a lot together, but musically, I just felt like it wasn't my fit. I felt like it was, you know, I had a different calling, like it was, you know, just creative differences. It wasn't really no real problems. It was more so the music he was making, and, you know, it just didn't fit with what I was trying to do, and, you know, the timelines that was being set, it just didn't, I just felt like it was, I just didn't want to wait for what was going on, you know what I'm saying? So I just jumped into my own thing and started pushing forward with my own thing.
Okay, well, that's real good that you got a tool to, you know, travel the world, especially with your friends, you know what I'm saying, doing what you love. I'm pretty sure that that's an awesome experience. But, you know, you did a lot of great things when you were young. You even rhymed for Jay-Z at like 13 years old. Not too many people can say they rhymed for Hov.
Yeah. When I was done, he asked me, was that it? I didn't have enough rhymes for him.
That's all you got? Oh, wow.
I was like, yeah. He was like, keep going, man. Like, just, you know, keep it going. Like, he didn't make me feel uncomfortable. It was just, I guess he felt like, you know, this is your shot, go in. I was young, I was 13.
Right.
Like, I had just started rhyming, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't take it any type of way. I thought it was
right.
Dope, you know, that he even took time to sit down and listen, so.
Definitely. Now, everybody,
but if you sit down and listen there, I got 100 bars for him.
Ah, Jay, you heard that. You got 100 bars.
It won't
bars
be the same,
waiting.
I promise you.
That's what's up. So when you did that, though, at 13 years old, were you looking at that like, hey, were you ready to get signed at 13 if somebody was to say, hey, I'm taking you with me right now?
I thought I was. I'm glad I didn't, because, you know, I would have been looked at as like a teeny bopper, like
right,
a young guy
right.
That never gets a chance to, you know, because when you grow up in the industry, it's like they never take you serious when it's time to talk about the real issues, the pain and the reality. They look at you like,
right,
yeah, you grew up here, you grew up with money. So, you know, I'm very happy it didn't happen that way.
That's
so
what's
I have
up.
So much
congratulations.
So much that I've been through.
Right. And now you get to tell your experiences grown. I understand that perfectly. I think a few people get that rap, like Soulja Boy and those guys. You know, everybody's like, you're the guy doing the Superman. Now they see him with tattoos on his face. They not believing none of that.
Exactly. So it's like, it's very difficult to do it that way. So, you know. I'm a little older now. I'm still young. I'm only 24. So.
That's what's up.
Man,
you got the game ahead of you, man. 24 years old, you're going to be able to do a lot of things in this game. Because I definitely
right.
see that it's real soon that the world is going to know about Rain. You know what I'm saying? But you
they
also.
They think I'm a lot older.
You got
they,
a
think
lot
I'm,
of
they think I'm way older.
I thought
they
you
think
was
I'm
old,
older.
I'm not gonna lie.
Because of the stuff I've been through. Yeah, they see the story and they see what I've been through and the stuff I've accomplished, and they like, man, like people. Some people get, you know, discouraged. Like, man, is it gonna happen for you? Like, I'm like, yo, I'm only 24, man. Like, I got time. Like, I'm not a 40 year old guy trying to get in the rap game. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas looking at you like, damn, son, is it gonna go down? You still doing it?
Yeah.
Like, dog, I'm 4 years off of 20.
Yeah, I'm young. I'm younger than most of the people that ask me that question. Like, yo, come on, I started so young.
You know what's crazy, though? Your list of accomplishments, like you said, kind of read like you've been in for so long. You've even been on TRL. I can't remember the last time I even saw TRL.
I actually got a chance to perform on TRL the year they shut it down. No
oh,
more TRL.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even see TRL no more. So when I read, I was like, damn, he performed on TRL? And then when I saw
that
your
makes
age,
you look
I was
real,
like,
that makes me look real old.
It could either be you look real old or you accomplished so much at a young age.
Yeah, that's what it is, you know. I really accomplished a lot real young. It's crazy because I was like, I accomplished all of that stuff while I was still perfecting my craft, while I was still learning my sound. So I really didn't even know what I wanted to talk about when I was doing all of this stuff, or who I wanted to be looked at as. So I was kind of, it was like happening so fast, and it was like being that it was landing right in front of me. I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it. But it's like I wasn't really ready yet, and now I'm ready. So now it's like, okay, now I know exactly who I am. I know my sound. I'm comfortable with the music I'm putting out, and, you know, everything is just in order, and it's time to do it again.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the now. Let's talk about the rain that's actually getting beats from Knox, Jake One, all these big name producers working with Rain at no cost, just like Rain. Let's do this. DJ Payne, all the blog sites that's putting Rain's music out. What is it about Rain now that is like, you know what, this guy's got a story to tell. He always tells it dope, and we riding with him. How do you feel that Rain has progressed from all of that, and now is, when you say I'm ready, why is it? Why is Rain ready right now?
Like, more than anything, I'm comfortable, man. Like, I know who I am. It's easy to make music like that. A lot of these guys, not to knock anybody or to throw anybody in the bus, but these people make good music with no identity. They don't know who they are. They're not comfortable with themselves. I know who I am, and I'm comfortable being me. You know what I'm saying? So when I go approach the music, I approach the music as me. And I think the reason a lot of these people help out is because they want to see me win. Like, they seen what I've been through. They seen the struggle. They seen me stay humble the whole time and not lose my mind and just start becoming the angry rapper who just wants to diss everybody because I'm not
right.
You know what I'm saying? So with them seeing that, they're like, yo, he has to win. Like, I have to be the guy that wins, because if not, you know how people say, you know, you work hard enough and you accomplish your dream. As long as you stay focused and keep working at them and never give up, if I don't make it, then that statement is ruled as false. And who would want to believe that? You know what I'm saying? Like, who would want to believe that that's a false statement? You know what I'm saying? So that's why you see so many people, you know, the people who charge $20,000.
Hello. Uh-oh. Yeah, it's the switchboard, man. It's one of those external, lines.
I see that he's still on. It may be a signal. It's always when it gets good.
Right? It's kind of crazy.
That.
I think it might be the external lines. I think maybe out of, you know, when you're in the host queue, a few of those lines may not be, you know, that strong, because
he's
back on.
Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, sir. It always stops when it gets good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna jump. We not even always telling me jump right back into it. So like I was
That's
saying, like, you know, you have artists like, you have people like Dink who just won a Grammy for the Kanye West album, who's giving me beats on the mixtape for free. Like, he had a beat on the Magic Hour 1 and Magic Hour 3. You have Payne 1, who's worked with Jeezy and so many other big names, giving, like, actually sitting down making beats with me, who's helping me perfect my craft as a producer. And, you know, these people just, they want to see me win just as well as I want to see certain people win. Like, you know, it's not just me. Like, I remember when I was 16, 17, putting music out, before there were blogs, when there was just hip-hop websites, like Hip Hop Game and these different websites, Rap Mullet, before it was just blogs with full of rap music. I remember seeing Big Crit on there when I was young.
Right.
And he's, like, you know, around the same age. And seeing him get his shot is like, yo, that's dope, because I remember when he was really working for it. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just me.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of artists like me that's not really getting the credit they deserve, and it's just about that time. And I think the people around us are starting to realize that, and they finally giving us that shot. Well, I can't say they're giving me that shot, because I'm taking mine. Either way it goes.
Nah.
You know, it's just good to know there's people that's ready to see me take it, and is ready to take it with me.
I tell you what, it's really good to see it. It's really good to see that there's still some people in the industry that understand talent and understand somebody's hustle, and that, you know, these are people's dreams, and I think a lot of the industry gets so watered down with the, you know, the stockholders and the people that got their dollar at the end that they forget where this came from, you know what I'm saying? And it's good to see people rallying around somebody that they know have the skill to make it and trying to help them. So that's what's up.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned you started producing.
Man, I just started producing like 2 years ago.
But you nice. You nice. You know, BZ be letting me hear some things, man. And I'm like, yo, this guy's a musician. This guy's a lyricist. This guy jumped into production and started making some nice joints. I was like, you know, it's a matter of time for this guy really, really does blow up and do his thing. And now he's going to have production credits,
too. You know, I really enjoy being a part of hip-hop. And I don't think a lot of people understand that. I think a lot of these guys are so caught up in the industry, and they're just happy to be a part of the industry. But they're not happy to be a part of the culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, I enjoy being hip-hop.
Right.
Like, I feel like I can't even explain. I really feel like I am hip-hop. Not to say, you know, everybody isn't, but I just feel like everything I do is hip-hop. Like, I tie my shoes, the way I tie my shoes is inspired by hip-hop. The clothes I wear is inspired by hip-hop. Like, so the music, the beats I choose, like, the beats I choose to make, like, it's all hip-hop to me. Even the way I approach a woman is with a certain hip-hop swagger, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the culture and I live it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really enjoy it. So to me, it was nothing to jump into the beats because I respected the craft of it. You know what I'm saying? I respected. I looked up to the Pete Rocks and to Premier, you know, DJ Scratch and, you know, Marley Marl, and just hearing their music and hearing the way they chopped samples and added their drums to it. Like, I wanted to do it the traditional way. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I make my music. That's how I make my beats. Like, anything that has to do with hip hop, I'm all in. You know what I'm saying? We could get the spray paint, tag up some walls, whatever. You can lay the cardboard down. We can start break dancing. It don't matter. Like, I'm all in.
Golden.
Come on, you guys. Look. You too. But Rainy, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. It's interesting that you said that everything that you do is hip-hop and it's about hip-hop and the culture. The topic today, actually, we may have a time to get into it, is actually why is hip-hop to blame for everything. So while we're waiting for Golden, I just want to ask you, why do you think that every time something goes down, the media is quick to point the blame at hip-hop?
I think they do that for the simple fact, like I said earlier, it's the culture, but, you know, you can't just point the finger at it just because it's not, because things ain't going right in the community. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, this is our culture. We do live by it, a lot of us, you know what I'm saying? But when you have murders in the neighborhood or young girls wanting to be, you know, want to degrade themselves because of, you know, of what they saw on TV, that's beyond music. You know what I'm saying? That's beyond hip-hop. That starts with the household and beyond the household is the society. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, like you take, I've heard, you know, like even with the Trayvon incident with a young kid was killed. And, you know, the way they're trying to portray it as he had a hoodie on.
Hoodie,
and,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all of that is just, that has nothing to do with anything. That man didn't shoot him because he felt threatened. That man shoot him out of pure hate in his heart. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So it's like,
I couldn't agree with you more.
We can't take this and we can't blame that on hip-hop. We can't blame that on his attire and say, oh, his attire was influenced by hip hop, so hip hop is the reason he's dead. No, a hateful person with a gun is the reason he's dead.
Exactly.
So I just feel like people need to stop pointing the finger and just own up to the reality of what's going on and own up to the facts. Like, and I think the biggest problem is we sit down and we that comes from us too. Us as fans, we have to stop glorifying the liars. You know what I'm saying? And the thieves.
Exactly.
Like, it's people. Right. We have to stop listening to the bullshit. Like if we stand back and we know something is poison, and we like, yeah, we gonna listen to it anyway because it's the best shit out right now. It's entertaining. That makes us just as fake as the people doing it. So you know, we have to stand up for what's real, because if you have artists like Big Crit, J. Cole, and you know, these guys who have real things to talk about and real statements to make, you know what I'm saying? And
exactly.
You know, we're not getting the credit that these other guys are getting. It's just rambling and talking shit.
Exactly. Couldn't agree with you more.
I just feel like you know, you can't blame everything on hip hop.
That's right. Y'all heard that straight from Brain. Like he said, it does start in the household. And I think Golden is back on as well. Golden, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
I'm terribly sorry about this, guys. Like, we're going to hop right back into it. But, I heard you guys definitely talking about the Trayvon Martin situation. And I agree 110%. You know, I think that hip-hop is always a scapegoat for something crazy negative. And like you guys said, it starts at home. It starts with parents. It starts with, you know, trying to just, it's crazy people out there, period. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have nothing to do with what that man had on. It's just a crazy dude.
Yeah.
Wanna be cop, Delante. Wanted to shoot somebody, and he did it. You know what I'm saying? And
right, but
you know,
look, but more thing is
bring
look,
out.
Mm-hmm. One thing is this, look, we don't get credit for the positive things we do, right?
Hip-hop
is the reason. Hip-hop, look, let's not forget, hip-hop is the reason that you have white kids from you know, the suburb, able to hang out in the same places as black kids from the ghetto, and the music keeps us together. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, the music,
right.
We're able to party in the same clubs and vibe out and it not be any problems because of the music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You take, like, even with Obama getting in office, look at the amount of influence that hip-hop had in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything.
Right.
Like, you know, we don't get credit for the positive things we do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think they ever want to give that language barriers. Yeah, definitely. I don't think they ever want to give that credit. I mean, I just watched the Tribe Called Quest movie. I don't know if y'all saw that Michael Rapaport did when they were over in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These kids can't even speak the language, and they was rapping every song from the Low End Theory Midnight Marauder album.
I saw the same thing with 50 Cent, like, performing. I can't remember where he was at, but these kids didn't speak English, but they knew in the club. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy. Like, that stuff is crazy. We get no credit for that. But when somebody shot down.
Right.
We get the blame for a young kid getting shot down. Like, that's insane.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I mean, you know, the way they look at it, they don't understand how much power we do have, and I kind of get upset because I don't think we take value in how much power that we do have with this music. It's kind of like,
No. Let me correct you. They do know how much power we have. That's why every time something negative happens, they try to throw it on us, because they're afraid that, you know, the world would see the positive power we have. So they try to make it seem
the power we have is only being negative. How much power we have. Yeah, they know how much power we have, but we don't act like, we don't take it serious enough on our side to know that we have that power. They know that the power is there, but it's like, we'll sit there and downplay how much this music. It's like I was telling somebody about the Christian Louboutin shoes or the Ace of Spades drinks or the polo shirts. We make that stuff popular when we talk about that. And
exactly.
We may think that, you know, we may think that it's just being popular. No, that's not the case. I'm talking about stocks are rising in a company that's enabling people to make millions of dollars when we say it.
And you're right. And imagine what would happen if we took that same energy and promoted black-owned companies and, you know, our own things. You know what I'm saying? Like, then then, like you said, like we don't realize the power we have. We're so busy looking at it as just entertainment. You know, we don't really understand like how far our voices reach. So yeah, you're definitely right about that. I'm not here to preach to nobody, but it's just the facts. Like we need to just stand
Speak
up and just start
it,
talking
yeah,
about something
you
that
are.
Makes sense. We have to stand up and just start talking about stuff that makes sense and start promoting stuff that makes sense and promoting stuff that benefits us. We done made so many people rich, and we still at the bottom.
Exactly.
We're still at the bottom. I always, you know, here on the cut, we always talk about it. I'm so amazed how Eddie D dies broke, or Cool Herc goes into the hospital and nobody helping with the bill, or somebody, Nate Dogg dies and Nate Dogg owe his estate $3 million. It's like, what do we not know the significance of what we're putting out there and how we need to protect it, because we created it. It's like we letting it slip away just by not even taking it seriously how we should.
Yeah, absolutely right. I don't see how that really threw me. Like Cool Herc being in the hospital, not being able to cover his bills and stuff. It's like, and then you had, and this is, he's the reason that the music is here. The rap music is here, and it's like, you have rappers riding around in Maybachs, and who have benefited and became successful artists based on what this man introduced us to, and they won't even go pay his hospital bill.
They throw him a dime. They throw him a dime. It is. It's sad, and it's something that I hope at one point in time that people sit back and think about it. Sit back and think how many times you in a strip club and you throwing $20,000, $30,000, which you can do what you want to do with your own money. But what I'm saying is any multi-billion-dollar industry has a structure. So if the people that created it, you know, can go out like that, it's like, well, damn, who's it really for? Who's it really for when we can't help out the founder? You know, the one that paved the way. It's like our minds can't be that lost. And, you know, we could get into this because I talk about this stuff all the time, but we're going to go back into Rain. Because we don't have much time left. But I want you to speak on the Magic Hour 3 and get that out there to everybody. Let them know why they should go download that tape and why they should become Rain fans immediately.
Rain?
Did I cut off again?
Nah, you still there. Rain, you there?
He'll probably call right back in and get right back into it. He's being a real trooper. Can I say that, trooper? I appreciate him tonight. Guys. No,
yeah,
I
shout out to Rain.
Yeah, shout out to Rain, because this is...
I don't know what's going on, guys. I'll be honest with you. I'm like here talking loud just so I'm thinking that the loud talk won't get me cut off again, but... I'm over here like, yo. And I'm like, wait a minute, man. It's not your voice. You know what I'm saying? But something's going on, definitely.
You showed the vibe in your voice a little bit. That's hilarious. Tyrone, if you can watch the queue and see if he, when we get him back on. But definitely.
It's horrible because he's a great interview, too. And
no,
he's
really
got so
is.
Much knowledge.
He's great. He's awesome. And he's along the lines of what we talk about, and I love that because he's on our side and on our team, and he's smart about it, and he knows what's to, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, he's not lost within the industry, and I really like that. He's focused, and I'm looking forward to seeing where he's going. Like I said, I was already following him because I got put on to him with the city of Fayetteville anyway, so it's nice to know that he has the support of the city as well, even residing somewhere else. Such as I do myself.
Right. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we back, homie.
Yeah.
All right.
Yo, Rain, we so let me just say we so sorry about this, man, because you like such an excellent interview, and we were talking about stuff that's so relevant, and you know, sorry about this cutoff thing, man. If it's not me, it's you. It's pretty crazy, but we're gonna get that technical side fixed. So anybody that's listening,
it's all good. It's all good. Mm-hmm. But like I was saying, before I get into the Magic Eye 3, I just want anybody that's listening, the young people, older people, it's not too late. It's not too late for us to get the power, man. Like, we are the trendsetters of this. We still have the control over it. It's on us to figure out how we're going to take this energy, channel it, and what direction we're going to point it at. You know what I'm saying? Everything goes full circle. I think it's just time to put it back in a positive light and get everybody motivated, start motivating our people again. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm not telling people to, you know, I'm asking y'all to clean your act up, but clean it up at your own pace, but start moving, though. You know, it's time to get everything back on track.
You know? Nah, I agree totally.
Let's have fun,
man,
with it.
Nah,
but, yeah, with that being said, the Magic Hour 3 is out. It is available for download. You go to rain910.com to download it, or you can go wherever else to download it. As long as you get it. You could get a copy from your friend. It doesn't matter. Just listen to it. It's good music. It's something on there for everybody to enjoy.
It's excellent music. And everybody out there listening, Rain is definitely a person to follow. You like hip-hop music. You like good music. You want to definitely follow what the guy is doing, because in a minute, like he said, it's going to be big time on his own terms. He's put in the work. He got the team behind him. Shout out to Scenario for directing them crisp videos that he directs for you, man. Those joints be off the chain.
Is he not the craziest right now?
Ooh.
That boy's on his job.
Serious. And I want you to give all your information out to people as well, as far as where they can reach you and how they can get in touch with Rain.
Yeah, y'all can follow me at Twitter/Rain910. Any producers that has beats or any new talent that's looking to be discovered, or, you know, R&B singers, rappers, country music, pop music, whatever, send your music to imrizzy@gmail.com. That's imrizzy@gmail.com. You know, we're trying to build something big, and, you know, I just want to get everything, get a head start on the music.
Fourth quarter been trying to get on one of them Rain projects for a minute. So that's going to happen.
It was a fourth quarter beat.
I have to get Jay Mack.
It was a fourth quarter beat that I came across on PMP. I fell in love with the beat, and I hit him up to get the beat, and he said, yeah, somebody had it already, and I was all broken. I gotta go through y'all catalog, man, see what else y'all got for me.
Come on now.
Did we cut off again? Is anybody there? Somebody pick up.
Nice. I'm definitely here. I'm here. We still here. I love that you put the email out there, because I will be shooting an email that way. I will love to sing a hook or two for a Rain project.
Please send it in.
I sure
please
will.
Send it in, because I check every email. I check it all myself. I listen to every song. So.
Oh, yeah. Definitely sending my joints over there shortly on I-35, where we'll be coming from. But I just want to thank you again for joining us tonight, and even through all the technical difficulties, still giving an awesome interview with us and enlightening the listeners, because it's always nice to hear somebody in your position who's in the scene, like working with Dr. Dre. That's phenomenal. That's not something I hear every day. I think it's awesome. And just much respect and nothing but good things to say about you, and looking forward to seeing what you have coming up this year.
Oh, man, I appreciate that so much. And I look forward to giving y'all Everything that's in my mind, I look forward to laying it down and presenting it to y'all. So hopefully you all love it.
No doubt. Tyrone?
Yeah, before we go, man, I just wanted to say, I just wanted to ask you a question about working with Dre, because I actually read, I believe it was on Hip Hop DX, if I'm not mistaken, an interview with DJ Quick. And he was saying that Dre was mean in the studio. So I know you mentioned him kind of looking over your shoulder, so, you know, I know that was a memorable experience, you know, and it could have went either way. You know, I know Dre's a perfectionist. I've heard that from many people, so you got to experience it firsthand.
Oh, man, like, I've never seen the bad side of him. I've never seen the bad side of him. Like, just, he was impressed with what I was doing. I wrote 40 songs in 2 months.
Wow.
Man.
So I wouldn't see a reason for him to be mad, mean to me. I did my job.
Yeah, I think when Quick said mean, he meant as far as, you know, him being almost like a
strict.
You know, he
kind of
go hard. Yeah, like in that aspect.
He has a unique way of working, but like I said, I never got a chance to see that side. I've heard those stories, but I was just so in my zone that maybe I didn't notice it. I don't know. I was just doing what I was doing to make sure the output was there and the good music was there and giving him enough stuff to go through. That way when I left, you know, he had enough stuff to go through. So.
No doubt. And Gold is a little mind. I know he wants to say something real quick for you right out.
No, I just wanted to say that I really appreciate Rain stopping by. Like I said, BZ, my man, but I'm actually a fan of Rain's music and all that he's working with, man. So I'm going to continue to support Rain's movement, man. And I'll see you in the big time, homie.
Yeah, man, I appreciate all the love, man, from all of y'all. And I'm just, you know, I'm working on a new project right now. And, you know, I'm looking to put this one out towards the middle of the summer, end of the summer. This one is gonna be on iTunes. This one we're gonna sell this one, and we can't keep giving away music for free for the rest of our lives. So I just hope that people get behind this one and support.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know, y'all ain't gotta worry about me going to the club throwing the money on the strippers. we gonna make sure the money goes. We're going to make sure the money goes back into the neighborhood, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. It's definitely good to hear that. I mean, and I'm not knocking anybody that goes through the club and throw their money on the strippers. I'm just saying, remember you got power when you got a lot of that money. And sometimes to see us lose our way like that when we could do so much, it's very disheartening. So I just hope a lot of brothers understand that, you know, we don't want to lose what we created. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry, and, you know, you can get it right from under you. So, you know, take advantage
right.
of, you know, the power that you do have, you know what I'm saying, and the voice that you do have, and, you know, try to preserve the culture, try to move the culture forward.
No doubt.
So we're going to go ahead and let Rain ride. Man, like I said, it's been a pleasure, my brother. We definitely, when we get this technical difficulty stuff taken care of, man, we definitely want to have you back because you're definitely inspiration. A lot of things to say, a lot of great things to say. So be looking for that call from us, all right?
No doubt. I got a new project on the way, so I'll make sure that the first place I stop at.
That's fine.
Sounds good, right. My brother. Shout out to Rain 910. Follow him on Twitter. Thanks a lot, my brother.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, he was so dope. He was so dope. I really like this guy. I said he's real dope. I really like this guy and what he has coming up. I feel like he's on the right.
Nah, Rain is the man.
Yeah, he is. And I'm glad I was following him before the show because, you know, I don't feel like I just hopped on the bandwagon. I like the fact that I kind of already knew about him and he had a good buzz going.
I tell you what, I'm going to tell y'all what. If I drop off now, because luckily Kat keeps some standby phones. If I drop off now, we know what it is because this is the old trusty joint that I'm holding right now.
Well,
it can't get no more trustier than this joint I got in my hand right now. So if I fall off on this joint, we already know. Fuck is on some bullshit.
Hey, well, we're going to have to hit up the technical department, definitely. Well, we got at Tristan, I mean, only one Tristan T coming up next, video vixen and model. I want to play her drops. She has a couple of them in here that we put uploaded to the studio, so definitely want to play that real quick. And shout out to Tristan T for retweeting, and I know she got a couple of her fans calling in, waiting to speak to her as well. Actually, Rain had a couple of people listening in and not wanting to speak, so shout out to everybody that supported and just wanted to sit back and enjoy the interview because that's what it's for. So Tristan T will be up next, and we will play her drops real quick, and then we'll get into, well, let's go ahead and get into the break, a song real quick so we can get her on the line, and then we'll bring her drops on before she gets in. This is T.I. Well, I thought it was T.I. if it ain't gonna do what it needs to do,
enough. Yeah, this is King Kong. You know my demo. Maybach's no limo, home. I'm sacked up too. I don't know what them folk doing. I'm flexing, no pondering. They go crit. Hey!
Nah, I'm flexing, shouting. Nah, I'm stupid, howling. Nah, I'm ripping, shouting. Nah, bitch, you ain't on. Nah, I do your partner. Nah, I lose it, yeah. Don't do it, partner.
I was trying to roll my Louis hoe, a Kobe matching my kicks, bitch. Paparazzi everywhere I go, got cameras all in my business. I rep the town, hold down, cruise all around in my old school. My speaker loud and my reefer too. I ain't speaking, bitch. Do I know you? Feds want me back behind that wall. That's the only place that I can't go. I'm focused, dog, and I ain't with that fuck shit. Thank you, sweet, but it ain't dope. I'm tried true when I'm riding through. I ain't hiding, naked, just hate me. My top is down and my pocket's fat and my dime's clearer than HD. Like this, don't wanna talk about bank here. Still in the trap like a goddamn brick, cause the love the hood, the king ain't dead. My hustle grand, my money long, my spot on top, bitch, I won't care. My position vacant, my crown away, and my throne is empty, I own that. Folks in Kirkwood have been here too, some are here to Pittsburgh and all that. Real goons are riding with me to Timbuktu, I ain't Gucci dude, but you call that. Marietta, East Point, holding that air, Riverdale Center here all day. Cater to Simpson Bros, don't 444, nigga, fuck with me always.
Nah, I'm flexing, shouting, I'm stupid, hoe. Nah, I'm rapping, shouting.
Boys ain't old enough, OGs ain't old enough, MCs ain't dope enough, I still split your coconut, you so-so, I'm like that, tight work, bounce right back, make room for your bit, dog, nigga gon' get out my sack, that loud pack, I blow big, always stunt so big, please don't get wrong, homie, other G's gon' bust your weed, the A is mine, no questions asked, the king home, bitch, the best back, my swagger turned just like my sack, I'm flexing, shouting, it's stopping now,
nah, I'm flexing, shouting, nah, I'm stupid, homie.
What's up, everybody? It's your favorite fleet model, Trista T, and I want to give a big shout-out to G14's radio, The Cut, with my peoples, Onyx, Golden Fleece, and Tyrone. They're doing big things over there. And make sure you hit up my website, onlytristat.com, and follow me on Twitter at TristaT2011.
Yo, that was so vibe. What's good, Trista T?
What's up? How y'all doing?
Yo, that was nice. Thank you for the shout out. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for having me on the show.
No doubt, no doubt.
I'm really Yeah, we really excited to have Trista T on the show. She's our first beautiful music segment model that we're featuring. So shout out to you for being the first. That's a special thing, Trista.
Well,
so we appreciate you coming on. No doubt. We
want
to get right into it with you. We know you're doing big things out there. You know, I was first told about your grind and what you're doing through my homie Classic, CEO of the Fleet DJs. Shout out to Classic, Fleet DJs, Fleet Models.
Fleet family. Yeah, that's my people.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Now, you're originally from Jersey, right? And you reside in Atlanta right now?
Yes. Yep, I'm originally from Jersey. Irvington, Newark. That's my playground. And then I moved to North Carolina, you know, Raleigh, Durham. That's when I really got in trouble, and now I'm in Atlanta.
That's crazy because we just had Rain on. He's originally from North Carolina as well, from Fayetteville. And actually, our host Onyx is in Fayetteville, North Carolina right now. So we got an NC connection going on here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know a couple of people in Fayetteville. Shout out Fayetteville. They be doing big things out there.
Trista T says she got in trouble out there in Fayetteville and had to leave. I mean, out there in Raleigh, Durham.
Yeah, not trouble, but, you know, that's when I was hanging out hard. I was 21.
Okay.
So, you know, I was getting it in out there.
Nah, I can dig it. I can dig it. Well, we're going to get right into, you know, what you're doing right now. We wanted to definitely have the models on because they give an excellent perspective of how they see the industry as far as, you know, the opposite side of the artist. Now, what made you want to basically get into the industry, period? What drew you to entertainment?
A good friend of mine talked me into auditioning for a big fashion show in Raleigh, and I just happened to get picked, and I loved it. Like, I just fell in love with the whole fashion show runway, just being a model. I just loved it, and it just took off from there. And I switched gears from, you know, doing the runway stuff to doing, like, urban model stuff, and I just,
okay,
just slowly, you know, getting in there.
Definitely, definitely. Now, the passion has to be in somebody when they're doing modeling because you're being seen, you're taking pictures, different outfits. You have to look good in every outfit, and I've seen you in tons of pictures now, and I must say, you look great in everything you put on, so shout out to you for keeping everything together.
Thank you.
No problem at all.
It's a struggle. I like to eat, so.
That's what's up. Well, I mean, everybody got to eat. I mean, I seen some models walk the, I think it was the Victoria's Secret fashion show that they had recently. I thought some of them was going to fall apart in their skin. They had no meat on their bones.
Yeah, weren't they little? They was real little. They won't put no big booty girl like me up there, though.
They won't put that meat up there, but I think they should. There was one girl, I think she was last year or the year before last. She had a little meat on her, but even she was skinny. But, we got other forums that you girls take over and you do great things, and we're going to get into the magazines and the runway stuff that you have done. So basically, when you became a runway model, it was for the runway. So when you did the runway, did you think, I want to stay this course, or I'm going to explore every option of modeling that I agree with?
I definitely want to explore every option that, you know, that I like, that I see, that I feel, you know what I'm saying, I would do good in. Runway was fun. I did it for a while. It was a lot of fun. I loved it. I loved the rush of walking out there in front of all the people. But, you know, once you get set in something, you got to keep moving, you know what I'm saying, and keep it fresh, keep your passion going, seek out new things. So that's what I ended up doing, moving on.
All right. Well, it looks like Golden has... call has dropped. I'm sure he'll be back on in a second.
Oh, yeah, definitely, most definitely. And there he is right there. What's up, Golden? What's good, Golden? We can hear you good. Yeah, we can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. I was just making sure. We had some technical difficulties early, Trista, so I was making sure I didn't drop off again. But
that's
what's up with the runway. Okay, and you wanted to explore every other option in modeling, and that's real dope because there's so many people that have go into the industry and they say they want to do one thing one way, but they may not be realistic. Like I knew a girl, she was short, but she always wanted to do runway and nothing but, and it was kind of like they have requirements. You probably won't succeed
right.
in that area. So that's real good that you are, you know, open-minded to say, I'm going to try everything, and, you know, whatever takes you where you need to go, you'll be able to do that.
Definitely.
Now, when you came out to Atlanta, did you really get serious about it, or was it in North Carolina?
I think Atlanta. Atlanta is when I really start seeing stuff happen. When I moved to Atlanta, I was in Black Men's. I got in Stunners. Like, so stuff really started coming together. So, you know, the more you see your work start paying off, the harder you go.
Right, right. And you are, you know, there's a lot of people in Atlanta that says that's an entertainment hub, kind of like the new Motown / Hollywood. So when they hit Atlanta, a lot of different things start happening for them. So, you know, we've heard countless stories about Atlanta. What was it? Were you actively pursuing these magazine companies, or did people just see you out and say, I need you?
No, it was more like everything, honestly, everything that come to me was a blessing. It was just I was always introduced and hooked up with the right people to get me to where I wanted to go, to get me to what I wanted to do, like hooked up with the right photographers, getting the magazines. Like, it just always was like destined. I will always just meet the right people.
That's what's up. And meeting the right people can definitely take you far, so that is a blessing. Congratulations to you on that. Now, like you said, you've done Black Men Magazine. Now, you've also done something that I hold dearly to my heart, because as a young guy coming up, I put Jet Magazine Beauty of the Week all over my walls and looked at them, you know, every day in my room. You were Jet Magazine Beauty.
I was. Last year, October, that was my first publication. I was really excited about that.
I think that's classic. I think that's classic, Trista. I have to congratulate you for that. So shout out for being a Jet Magazine Beauty. I think that carries a legacy. That's been going on for a long time with a lot of beautiful women, even actresses, black actresses that had started out at, you know, Jet Beauties of the Week. So shout out to you for that. I think that means you're going to have a long career doing what you want to do.
Thank you. I hope so.
So how did you get hooked up with the Fleet DJs and the Fleet models?
Well, my I have a good friend that's a Fleet artist, Ricky Runway, and him and Classic had met or whatever, and Classic had told him about the Fleet models, and they was looking for models, and through him, I got hooked up with them.
Okay, so now you're doing your thing as a Fleet model, and I see that you've already launched a website, which is an excellent website, by the way. I checked it out. I'm actually a member. And why don't you let us know a little bit about OnlyTristaT.com?
Well, my website launched. It's only been up for like 2 weeks, but you can go on there. You can see all exclusive pictures. It's not really out. You can see all my spreads that's in the magazines. You can buy your posters. I got posters and calendars up there. You can go on there. I think like Friday, my app is going to be done for iPhone. So you can go download your app for your phone. Go see everything
okay.
I got going on via my website.
That's what's up. So everybody out there listening, keep yourself updated with Trista T's movement through our website, OnlyTristaT.com. Now, you said you got an iPhone app. That's big. Congratulations on that. Definitely,
thank you.
If anybody has an iPhone out there, you can follow her. Now, you've also graced the screen on some videos. Recently, it was funny because I saw this video and I was like, damn, he got some winners in this video. The Yo Gotti single joint, and lo and behold, Trista T is one of the main girls in there.
Yeah, I'm in there. That was a lot of fun. That was like, I have to say it's one of my first videos that actually made it on like 106 and Park on TV and stuff. So it was cool to see myself on TV. The video shoot was a lot of fun. Shout out to Yo Gotti, all of them.
What was the experience like for the girls that don't know out there that want to get into the industry with you being in the video? How were you picked for the Yo Gotti video?
They had a casting call out here in Atlanta. And, you know, like any casting call, you have to go before them, take your show them your pictures. They might ask you a couple of questions. And then it's like, it's really nothing. It's not left up to you. It's left up to them. You just have to go on your best, dress the best, the hair done the best. Everything got to be on point. So they'll look at you and be like, okay, I want to pick her. But
right.
That's about.
Well, I wanted the audience to know that's listening to know that, because some people had a misconception of how these things go down. Yeah, sometimes they might meet a girl in the mall and say they want to put it in the video, but the professionals, they hit the casting calls. It's work. It's definitely work. They hit the casting call. They have their portfolios together, and like she said, it's not up to you. It's up to them. So congratulations, you did something right, and then you were in the video, which was a great video.
Thank you.
You said, it was a lot of fun on the set. Did you guys have a lot of fun on the set?
Yeah, it was. It was long, but it was fun. You know, all videos are long. Like, you can't get around that at all. They just going to be long. But as long as, you know, you're working with good people, the time doesn't even, you know, it don't faze you. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I got to meet a lot of people. That was when I first, like, really new to Atlanta, so I got to meet a lot of people.
Okay.
And it turned out to be a good look.
Well, that's awesome. Now, you also, you're doing what we do as well. You got your own radio show that's popped off. Tell people about that and how they could check you out on your radio show.
It's only Trista T Radio. It's going to be coming out soon, hitting the airwaves soon. You can listen to me on fleetdj.com. You'll be able to download me on your iPhone or any of your phones. If you got Sprint, Verizon, AT&T, you can listen to me on there. Hopefully it'll be out, like, up and really running by the spring.
Okay. So that's what's up. Listen, Patricia T on the radio. She's going to have some excellent guests. And you're doing a lot of different things. So you know we got to get into what the guys want to hear, though. They want to know, what type of guys does Trista T like? Is Trista T only dating rappers? Does she date regular guys? Do we got to be NBA guys? What type of guys does Trista T like? What attracts Trista T?
I just like guys who have good personalities, like can make me laugh, like to have fun. No, I don't just date rappers or NBA players. Like, nah, I'm not that type of girl. But, yeah, I just like guys who have fun, you know what I'm saying? A well-dressed guy, you got to be able to dress. You got to have clean shoes on. Like, fashion is a big thing to me, so you got to have your wardrobe together. But, yeah, I'm just a fun person, so I just like fun people.
So all you guys out there that's listening, make sure your shoes don't got no mud on them and they ain't all stuffed up. You know what I'm saying? You could actually be a regular guy as long as you got your wardrobe together, you clean, and you can make a laugh. You might have a chance.
Right.
You know, you got to tell them sometimes because, you know, guys, they see the models, they see the girls in the videos, and they don't know how to approach them or whether to approach them, you know. So this is another aspect of why we wanted to have the women on the show, because to let them know that these are regular girls. They grew up just like anybody else, but at the same time, they have aspirations of being models, being entertainers. So, you know, you got the ones that are definitely well-rounded and grounded, and then you got the ones that, yeah, you do got to be that NBA guy. They not giving you that time of day. So
yeah,
anybody that comes on the show, we're going to find out.
I'll tell everybody I'm just a regular girl. Like, I don't even really tell people I'm out. I just want you to know me for me. I'm a regular. I'm just regular.
Right. Well, that's definitely a beautiful thing for, you know, the audience and everyone to know, because sometimes the industry gets superficial and people don't know how to take, you know, who's doing this and who's doing that. I always love to meet people that's just regular, even though they have accomplished so much, you know. One of the guys that I knew, he told me something the other day. He was like, you know, sucks when you meet your hero and they're an asshole. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, wow, you know, I guess there's a lot of people that meet the guys that they look up to, and then it's like, well, shit, that nigga sucks.
Right.
You know, so different personalities for different people. Everybody's not like that. So I wanted to get everybody asking you questions on the show from the host and our co-host, Tyrone. They got stuff that they definitely want to ask you. I know we have Onyx, you know, she wants to ask from a female perspective. So, Onyx, you have any questions you want to ask Trista T?
I do. I actually, and I know we got a couple of people that's waiting to speak to you, Trista, so I'm going to keep it quick. Did you already talk about how you first got into the modeling? I know you talked about the runway, but was this something that you were always interested in as a child? Like, I want to be a model, or like, what did you want to be growing up? Is this what, you know, did you make it?
No, I honestly, when I was a little girl, all I wanted to do is sing like Whitney Houston. But being that I cannot sing, that did not work out for me.
Right.
But no, I wanted to, like, modeling, I always thought it was fun. You know, I see models and I just like, wow, I wish I could do that. But I never really had the confidence to do it. So when my friend was just like, yo, you can do this, like, you can do it. And I started seeing my dream become a reality. Like, that's what really was like, okay. But, yeah, I always thought it was, like, a far-fetched dream. I would never be able to become a model. Like, I'm too big. My hips too wide. Not
right,
tall
right.
enough. I always had excuses, but here I am.
Right, right. And definitely you got a gang of followers, a lot of love, a great fan base you have. Also, what are some of the things, well, the key things that model need to know when they're entering the business? I know you talked about how they have to be on point when they go to the casting calls, but, you know, with the music industry, what are some things that you find that are important and that could help these models as they're entering, you know, the field of being a video vixen or whatnot?
Well, never give up. Like, you're going to get told no. You're not always going to be picked for something. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be something that you're going to be told no about. So don't never give up just because one person said you weren't good enough for a particular video. There's always something out there. As long as you can see it in yourself, other people will see it. So go in there confident, hold your head up, do what you got to do. And even if they be like, no, it's okay, turn around and go to the next one. Come in there the same way, like you run instead, you can do this. Walk through there and just always be you and be confident in yourself and never give up.
Oh, that's amazing. That's awesome that you said that because, you know, people do have their preferences and you may not be the best fit for the parts, but it's good that you, you know, encouraging everyone to keep going and to keep trying for that. My last question to you. Yes, thank you. Shout out to you for that. My last question is, has there ever been a time that you were like, nah, I'm not doing that? Like you turned down business because they were just...
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Well, that's good to know, I guess, because you know, like you said, you're still a, you know, a woman. You're just a regular person. A lot of people, some people don't have integrity when they enter the industry. So, salute to you for, you know, not everything is okay. You know,
yeah, you can't say yes to everything. Like you have people out here that'll try to get you. You know what I'm saying? They'll try to get you in their video, or try to get you to do things to be in their video. So you just got to read in between the lines. You got to keep your eyes open. Like, you just really got to stay focused.
Right, right. And I was actually, that was part of what I was going to ask you was it hard to weed out, or do you pretty much, like, now you know who's about their business when it comes down to, oh, I want to book you for a show where I'm trying to meet up with you for some photos? You can pretty much weed them out right by now.
Right.
Okay.
At first, yeah, it was hard. It was, because you don't know, especially coming to Atlanta. Atlanta, everybody is somebody, everybody doing something, you know what I'm saying? And a whole lot of people ain't doing nothing, even though they say they doing something.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, going through the motions, you get caught up, you know what I'm saying, run across the wrong people. But you can't give up. Like I said, you just got to keep on. Even though the last person was a butthead or didn't have their stuff together, you still got to be like, okay, well, I'm going to work out on the next one and make sure I Google them or do something before
No, look, I do that now. I Google people real quick, and I do a little background check.
Exactly.
And don't let it if they have a name in there, if that's a mutual friend or homie, I'll hit them up and get a background check. So I see you on that one, definitely. Well, I'm going to pass the mic to Tyrone because, like I said, I have people waiting to speak to you. Shout out to you. You're on your network and you're grinding, and that's pretty much, it sounds like that's how you got into the game, networking and doing what you need to do. So that's what's up.
Thank you.
Tyrone, you on the line?
All right. Yeah, how you doing, Trista?
I'm good. How are you?
I heard you put that extra piece in your voice.
All right. Yeah, you know, I just had one quick question basically about how do you go about picking your photographers, because I deal with a lot of models who submit photos to me, and that's one of the biggest pet peeves of mine, to have bad photos or, you know, models in general that don't know what type of photos they're supposed to be submitting.
Google. Google is your best friend. Look them up, see what they work look like. You know, their pictures with other people is going to be a close resemblance to how their pictures going to look with you. So if their pictures look trash of some other girl that they took that's on their website or that's on their Facebook or Twitter, if that one's trash, then yours is probably going to be trash too.
Okay, so do you agree or disagree that just because someone has a camera doesn't make them an actual photographer and doesn't mean that they're the best fit for you as a model?
Definitely, I totally agree. I totally agree with that. I mean, if you have a lot of people that just have cameras and just say, oh, I take pictures, but they don't have no proof. Like, they don't have no pictures to show you what they took. You know what I'm saying? So you really got to look into people, see what they about, tell them, show you some work. I need to see some of your, you know what I'm saying, some of your portfolio, all of that.
All right, aspiring models, you know, take heed because we're tired of getting whack pictures, and a lot of you need to work with some better photographers to step your game up. But next up, we're going to bring on Dominique. I think Onyx is actually in the queue with her, so we're going to bring her on next. Dominique, are you there? Dominique?
Yes.
Okay, Dominique, you live with G4C Radio, and Trista's on the line.
Hi, Trista.
Hey. Hi.
How are you?
How you doing? Good. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. Do you know who this is? Get off my interview. Y'all, that's my godmother. Y'all shouldn't even let her on the phone.
Yo, that's dope.
Anyway, this is a free opportunity for anybody to make any comment about Trista. So, of course, your godmother would be the best option. Host. We've already spoke. I've been listening throughout the interview. We've already spoke on how she's kept her head straight, how she's tried to stay on her grind, stay focused, and do what she needs to do. I wonder where she got all that from. But anyway, I just wanted to call in and let her know that she always has my support, my love, my admiration. I love what she's doing. I love what she's turned out to be. I know that there are so many more bigger and better things in store for her. I remember the first time I laid eyes on her, I knew that she was a star. And I always remind her every day, two things I end a call with, that she's a star and that I love her. So, you see?
Oh, gosh. You're being such a mom right now.
This, Trista, that was very, very special right there. That was super special. That she called and she told you that.
I tell you what,
you got to love family. Thank you for calling in. That was awesome.
Absolutely, absolutely. Love you, Trish.
Love you too, Ma.
All right.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, everybody on the cut feels very warm inside right
now. Yeah, we do.
Warm inside.
We really do. Especially you did a job for us, and then the family called in. Like, I love this tonight.
Let me tell you something right now. Let me tell you how that felt great for everybody that even wasn't in your family. Support is the shit, because a lot of people don't get it. So shout out to, I didn't know she said, God, Mommy, Dominique, for calling in. We really appreciate that.
Yeah. I love my family is my everything, like down to my godmother, my parents, my sisters. Like, if it wasn't for them, I probably would have stopped a long time ago. You know, you always got to have people in your corner, you know, that push you a little bit further. My sister is, you would think she was my manager. She called me like, okay, did you do this today? Did you check on this today? So it's just, my family's everything.
That's awesome.
It is. Well, we're going to bring on the next caller, and he's been holding so much love and support for you, and this is Big Sexy on the line. You're live right now.
Oh, shit. What's going on?
What's up? Big Sexy?
Yeah, Big Sexy. That's right. Let's get it right. Big Sexy in North Carolina.
No.
You're going to figure this out.
Somebody else is in my family.
That's right. No, it's close, but not quite. Big Sexy. Now, Trisha, why don't you tell us, why are you beating all of these people over the head by saying, I'm just a regular girl. Oh, my goodness. I just like a guy who's cute, I guess, well-dressed. And, you know what I'm saying?
That's why I want to give people the number.
I just shop at the Wiggly Piggly. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a regular girl. I ain't trying to get with nobody famous. Long as you got a job, we can talk. Why are you beating them over the head with this? Keep it funky.
Wait, big sexy. Give us the truth, brother. Was Trisha just putting on for us?
Dog, she beating you in the head. She's beating you. I mean, literally, with no helmet, she's knocking you all unconscious.
Big sexy,
brother was
cleaning his
shoes.
You know, I don't deal with it because you obviously know something I don't.
Trista, stop!
Big sexy.
Okay,
big
now let me ask you this question. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Now I was just saying there was some brother dusting his shoes off right now, hoping that he can approach Trista the next time he saw her. And you just killed that. He just stopped in mid-wipe. And now his dreams is planned.
Why give somebody false hope? Why not tell him the truth? Listen, if you ain't right, I mean, if you're a night manager at Arby's, it's not going to happen.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? She want to get a regular. She want to give a fireman some hope. It's not happening, and she knows it. She knows it.
If you're a night manager at Arby's, but you work, you know what I'm saying? Them extra hours, we good.
See what I'm saying? Now, listen, I want to ask you a question. Now, Trista, you've worked with a few designers, you know, a few photographers in the Raleigh area. Anybody noteworthy of mentioning that you've worked with in North Carolina? Any up-and-coming clothing lines that are hot, that are really hot, that got some shit going on? Anybody you want to mention? Shit.
Okay, so I want to give a big shout out to Street Mall 22.
Let's rewind that. Let's say that shit again. One more time. Say it again, damn it.
Big shout out to designer Andre Store and Street Mode 22. I had the pleasure of working with them, walking for them. He's good people.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yo,
see,
Big Sexy.
Now
big
they just found out my real name.
Yeah, I'm glad I found out his real name, because I don't think I could have said Big Sexy one more time. I'm glad
right.
I found out
right.
his real name. But so, I'm still okay with Sexy, Big Sexy. I wasn't feeling that.
Yeah.
Mr. Thornton. So you just came and just really just shut down the dreams of that guy that was cleaning the mud off his shoe, the guy
exactly.
with the headset at Arby's, the guy at McDonald's putting them fries in the box. Y'all, I'm sorry. We thought y'all might have had a chance,
No, damn well, if he come up, he'd be a nice guy. But, I mean, there's certain – see, I don't blame any woman if you have the criteria. But I'm messing with Trista because at least be honest. That's all I'm saying. Listen, I'm not saying
I'm being honest.
Business.
If you work at Arby's, but you got your shit together, we can talk.
See what I'm saying?
But you can't walk up to me working at Arby's and look like you work at Arby's. No, we can't do that. But you have your stuff together and you work at Arby's, we good.
He makes $10 an hour. How do you look like you work at Arby's but don't look like you work at Arby's?
No, because you can look like, man, you can get your stuff together, because I don't work that Gap and look like I worked in Versace. So you can wear your clothes and make it look like something.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's
an interesting point. That's very true. But you know what? It's
all right, brother. So you heard it from us. You know, leave the headset at home. Don't have that in your pocket. Don't leave your Arby's pin in your pocket by mistake. Because if it falls out on the ground, she gone.
It's over. But thank you to Big Sexy for calling in.
Okay. I appreciate that.
So
man, it was fun having Big Sexy. Yeah, let me not say Big. It was fun having Mr. Thornton call in.
We got Fatima on the line. I believe she's still holding. Fatima, are you there? Fatima, you live with G14 Radio and Trista? Are you there?
Well, big shout out for Fatima.
She's still on there. She's still on there. She probably got her phone on mute or something, waiting for a turn. We'll go back in and check with her. Tyrone, did you have anything further for Trista?
No. That was actually it right there. For, you know, I want to thank you personally, Onyx, for announcing Big Sexy, because I wasn't trying to call that name out. You know what I mean?
I know.
Look, please took control over the situation. You know what I mean? He yelled out Big Sexy like 5, 6, 7 times.
Yo, you know what? You know what was funny? When I was yelling his name out, about the sixth time, I said to myself, what the hell am I calling this man right now? I got to stop this immediately. And I was so happy that right before that he said, Mr. Thornton. I was like, thank you. Thank you. She said his name, but the Big Sexy wouldn't fly one more time out of my mouth, yo.
Look, I didn't even feel comfortable calling him Big Sexy.
Right.
Yeah, but it's very apparent. It's very apparent that you have a strong support system. Trista, and I just want you to know you got 3 more members of the Trista T family. We're going to definitely be, checking
you
out
so
in everything you do and supporting you. So you got a home here at The Cut. You on Global 14. Make sure you promote everything you're doing on Global 14. We're a community on there. We talk a lot to each other about, you know, things that go on in the industry, things that go on a daily basis, news, everything. So you have a good time on there with us.
Definitely. I thank y'all for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
No, we appreciate you. And before you go, Fatima is on the line, and she's live right now, ready to talk to you.
Hey, Trista. Hi, Fatima. This is another big
supporter
of mine from Riley.
How are you?
Riley's showing up and showing out tonight.
I just called in to let you know how proud I am of you. You know, we still keep in touch offline, and I'm just so proud of you. I've watched you grow over the last 2 years. I was one of the first persons to shoot your first photo shoot, and you have just blossomed into this mega star, and you've always stayed humble.
Uh-huh.
You love the Lord. You know, I mean, one thing I don't know if a lot of people know, you know, that you are the child of a king. Trista loves the Lord, and as long as you keep loving on him, let him order your steps, and he definitely will direct your path. So I just wanted to tell you, kudos to you. You do glamour very well. I mean, I never knew
Thank
that your
you.
Body was like that. I mean, I didn't know you was like that. You know, I'm like, I'm shocked, Tristan. I've never seen her outside of her clothes like that, and you are like all of that. So I'm just so proud of you. I am so proud of you. And something else that a lot of people probably don't know about you, Trista has a story to tell, and I only know a small portion of her story, but when God releases her to write a book, she definitely should do one, because the lady really has a story to tell, and everybody should know about it. So I just want you to know I'm so proud of you. We miss
well,
you here.
Thank you so much.
And keep doing what you do.
Thank you, Fatima. I love
wow.
you. Thank you so much.
Love you,
Aww.
And I still got
Aww.
Something
Shout
for
to
you.
Fatima.
I haven't. Yeah, I still have something for you. I haven't sent it yet, but I'm going to get it in the mail this week.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, then. Y'all have a good one.
That's awesome.
Thank you, you too.
You too.
Aww.
Take care.
Amen.
That's awesome. Trista,
we're
going to have to get that story. We're going to have to go get that story from Trista, because that's very important. She said you had a story to tell, and hopefully everybody gets to hear it. You know, soon. That definitely adds depth to anyone when they got that story.
Oh, yeah. And
but
you know, she's right.
I keep saying, I feel like everybody, you know, everybody in life has their own story, has their own book they can write. But when I come across people that I feel like my story is beneficial, then I'm willing to tell it. But I'm not the type to just go around talking about my struggles or what I had to
right,
go through
right.
to get where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I just lived through it, and I thank God that he brought me through it. I'm blessed to, you know, see each day. And when it's time
right.
for me to tell my story to somebody who needs to hear it, I do. I don't hesitate at all to tell it.
No doubt.
Yes, that definitely understood. Well, we definitely enjoyed all the callers that called in about you. Like I said, one of the reasons why we wanted to start this segment is, you know, to show people right way and the wrong way to do things, right attitude, and it seems like 360 degrees, you got everything going for you, positive attitude, beautiful looks head to toe, beautiful family support.
Thank you.
A great head on your shoulders. So, again, congratulations to you, and we will be looking for you
Thank
in the future.
Thank you.
I want you to give your information. Everybody can catch you on your Twitter, your website, your Facebook again, so they'll know where to contact Trista.
Well, make sure y'all check out my site, onlytristat.com. You can hit me up on Twitter at onlytristat. I'm taking submissions for the radio to be guests on the radio. You can submit them to radioinfo@onlytristat.com. Booking information, booking@onlytristat.com. Don't forget to look for my app coming out this Friday on iPhones, Only Trista T. And thank y'all so much for having me on the show. I appreciate you guys. Thanks to everybody that called in. I love you, D14. Y'all the best.
Oh, we love you too. I'm so happy. This was a nice night. Thank you so much for the drop and coming by. And you have a great show, guys. You have a great fan base and family, and you had a couple of people call in, and they kind of fell off a little bit. It's probably our fault. We apologize to you and to those fans who didn't get a chance to speak to you, but great pictures, very beautiful. Just thank you for coming. So happy.
You're welcome. I'm glad.
Definitely
it was
awesome.
Fun.
Awesome experience. And anybody that was listening that dropped off, you know, make sure you tune in next week. Sometimes Blog Talk Radio has technical difficulties. We're going to get all that squared away, so there won't be any of that anymore. So we appreciate everybody's patience out there.
And anytime you want me back, just let me know. I'll come back. Nothing but a word.
Oh, man, we definitely going to have you back on and, you know, track your climb to the top. You know, you said you loved us, but we had to let Onyx say, I love you back. Me and Tyrone couldn't have jumped in like, hey, we love you too, girl. Thank you, you know. That would have been a little bit too much. So you just know we do got love. We do got love for you with that feeling like creep. You know what I'm saying? We let Onyx give us so, oh, we love you.
Hi, you guys.
All right.
All right.
Tyrone,
take care.
All right. Yeah, she's great. Really like her. Really enjoyed her personality, and all of her callers as well. That's funny what you said, Colin. You said y'all would have sounded like creeps.
You know, I was gonna say it, and then you said it so nicely. I was like, yo, thank God I didn't say, yeah, I love you too. You know, it just would have came off wrong.
You're so right. It definitely would have been.
And then Tyrone would have came in with the Barry White voice, like, yeah, Trisha, you know we love you, girl. We can't wait to see you again. Yeah, you out here.
Yeah, y'all would have been a mess. And she actually has another drop, DJ Classic drop. But anyways, great guys, great interviews tonight. Shout out to both of the guests, Rain and Trisha T, for coming through. JD Game of the Week is coming up. I'm going to make sure all of the contestants are well aware that it's going down tonight if they want to win. So can we go ahead and get into some news? Because we already got into the topic. We can get into the news. But tonight's topic was why is hip-hop to blame? And we went in on that already with Rain, our guest. So shout out to him for participating with us on that one. So Golden, I know you came across a couple of stories. If you could share with us what you found.
Yeah, we are going to speed through the news, speed round of the news tonight. basically, a few things that we came up. You guys remember Lil Flip, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely know Lil Flip, yeah.
All right, so, yeah, definitely Texas native. So you know that he had the Sucker Free Records when he first came out. I think that was Hump that ran that, Sucker Free Records. They called him Hump, but his name is Estelle Douglas Hobbs. Well, Hump basically just got bagged and pled guilty to cocaine distribution charges, 100 kilos of cocaine, guilty.
Yeah.
He pled, and basically we can say it's a wrap for Hump.
Hey, I mean, especially in Texas, and I hate to say it, but you're going down if you're in Texas, just so you guys know. They do not play when it comes to stuff like that, especially with minorities. They will give you maximum, sometimes life. It's worse than the murder, actually, out there when you're doing the drugs. So I know firsthand how they get down. It's definitely be a minimum of 50 years, is that. So, not to
he's facing a minimum mandatory of 10 in prison. They actually also arrested dozens of others in his network. So, it's basically hundreds of kilos of cocaine.
Okay, even though it's not crack, it's cocaine, it's quite a bit of it. And I hate to sound like I'm a lawyer and I measure everything, but I guess that would make sense for it to be a minimum of 10. I just can't see them giving him 10, though, unless he's working out some type of plea deal. Again, let me not even go there because I don't want people thinking that I'm an attorney, but I did go to school for law, just so everybody knows. So I do get to speak on it a little bit. But it's unfortunate.
Definitely.
It's unfortunate to hear this, another black man going down and drugs behind it. So.
Well, you know, I think there's a big time, you know, lesson that a lot of people should learn out here when we're talking about this
stuff.
Well,
at least the one thing.
At least the one thing, but if you're in the spotlight and you can't basically vouch or prove where all this income is coming and you're flashing 80 cars, diamonds, big houses, things of that nature, you have just put the eyes all over your dome, if you don't know already. So anybody out there putting themselves on camera but can't prove how they're making that money, you, my friend, have just invited the Federal Bureau of Investigation to investigate.
Exactly.
Or the DEA. So, you know, watch out. And I can go into that, man, because I don't understand why certain people get on camera if they know they got all that stuff going on. It's not going to end well. It's just not. But on to our next story. And this hurts, man. I saw this and I was, damn. Again, my man Dame Dash keep taking the hits, man. We all know the currency was dealing with Dame Dash recently. Actually, how he came out with the new material that he had when he was working with Dame. Well, he is now suing Dame and Dash for $1.5 million because Dame Dash released some music without his consent. So now two more black men are at war about some music money.
I'm kind of getting tired of hearing about Damon Dash in a suit or being sued, or just I'm kind of getting tired of him being in the news for something involving a suit of a label or clothing or music. It's just getting old. I mean, I'm just getting tired of hearing about him in the news when it comes to, like, every time I hear about him, he's being sued. You know what I mean? Nothing else. It's always over a suit, so.
It's always coming out a little bit crazy for Dame. What you think about that,
yeah.
Tyrone?
I mean, I think, Dame been getting, I don't necessarily know what all he's done on the business side that is necessarily his fault, you know, but I know that he's been getting, I don't know if it's karma, but yeah, he's been getting the shaft for a while now, you know, and it's like, hey. You know, I don't know, man. Yeah, he been getting, he been getting the gave to him for a minute. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I don't know where that's coming from. You know, where's the help? You know, where's the help when you need it? You know, it's kind of like, man. You know, it's been a while. You know, it's been a long while. So I hope he can pull himself back together.
Right.
Yeah, I mean. Much respect to Dame Dash. I guess I really hope that stuff turns around for Dame because he was very prominent at one point in time. And now, like Tyrone just stated, he's been getting the shaft.
Yeah.
We don't know if he's been getting the shaft because he's shafting others, but he damn sure getting
the
shaft.
That's what I said, you know.
I don't know if that's karma.
Right. We don't know where that's coming from. You know, we don't know. So
yeah.
All we can say is, hey.
I'm tired of hearing about him.
I'm going to tell you guys what. The shaft don't stop with Dame. The shaft. the shaft is going right to Nas. And it's coming from the three letters that you don't want to get shafted from. The Internal Revenue Service is seeking to garnish Nas's publishing money. Over $6 million in delinquent taxes. So Nas has to pay the IRS over $6 million in delinquent taxes. That's his bill. And they're going after his publishing to retrieve that money.
Oh, wow.
I see. Look.
Yeah.
Now, all jokes aside, you know, like, when it comes to the IRS, we're all getting the shaft. Now, you know, that's all.
Right.
Everybody. Regardless of whether you're paying your taxes or not, you're getting the shaft. That's a whole nother conversation, but we shouldn't be paying taxes in the first place. You know, but I'm going to leave that at that just in case them boys is listening to the cut. And I don't want us to be shafted any further.
Hey, we already got kicked off several times today, so let's just try to get through the rest of the night. You know?
Right.
Crazy.
Please don't shaft us, IRS. Don't go no harder.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so, you said it right, man. In case them boys is listening, we just going to really stop talking about the IRS right now.
Yeah.
Let them be and have yourself a nice night, Internal Revenue Service. Sleep tight.
Yeah,
happy Shafty.
So, on to the next topic, 50 Cent. And I'm looking forward to this. 50 Cent is going to do a gangster grill with DJ Drama. This is
nice.
His first one. He has never done one before.
He sure hasn't. Go 50.
I'm excited about that. So he tweeted that he was dropping another mixtape called The Lost Tape with DJ Dramas. And DJ Drama, and that's going to be his first gangster grill. How y'all feel about that?
I absolutely love it. And I love 50 Cent. Can't wait. Super excited. Seriously.
She loves everybody.
No.
She loves the world, and there's nothing wrong with that, because especially when you say you love somebody, it just make them feel real great. You know, like, hey, can't nobody say it the way you say it.
Be quiet. I really do love 50, and I do have a lot of love for a lot of people in the music industry on a certain level, because I look at them in different ways, you know. I have my favorite singer, which is Beyonce, but I also have people that I really enjoy and love, you know. So be quiet. And I don't love them.
Hey, we understand, man. We understand.
Whatever.
Love is in your heart, you know what I'm saying? And it should be there.
I was going to say, I'm not a hatred person, but I can go to the other side if need be.
No, I mean, listen, when somebody says love, it usually they draw a heart, right? So love is in your heart. Spread it. You don't see people drawing a picture of an ass when they're talking about love. They draw a heart. Love is in your heart. Spread love.
You guys are off the team. What's next? Tyrone, how you feel?
All right, so next.
Trying to change the subject.
Next I think this is a good pair. Country music legend Willie Nelson has enlisted Snoop Dogg for his new project. Now they both big time stoners. So this to me is just basically a match made in heaven. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
So he's gonna be on Roll Me Up with Willie Nelson. And they got a project coming out, Snoop and Willie Nelson. That's a perfect fit, if you ask me.
Well, I mean, it's definitely going to work. So, I mean, he's already got my attention, and now I'm looking to see what's going to happen with it. So, yeah, thumbs up. Let's see what happens. You know who I really like, though? Snoop and Wiz when they get together. You know, Wiz is like a younger version of Snoop. And I didn't mean to get off topic, but, you know, they're both smokers. And I just think that they're really dope together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they definitely
have a nice chemistry.
Hey, y'all remember Snoop was, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Tyrone? Oh, well, man, I mean, speaking of Wiz and Snoop, you know, when you said that, it just reminded me of the Black and Yellow. You know how Snoop be grooving? You know, and that Black and Yellow video going hard in the background. You know, I still remember that video. That was great.
Yeah, he was. I love that about him. I love that about them both, how they be just... You know, I like the fact that Snoop is like gangster, but he still do a little, you know, two step and a snap and wear the curls.
Yeah,
and...
yeah, right.
He always has style. Snoop Dogg always has style. You know what I'm saying? I think that's why Snoop has the longevity that he has.
Oh, yeah.
Because he always has fun.
Yeah, yeah, he's like a kid at heart. And so him hooking up with Willie Nelson is, you know, nothing but genius. So can't wait to see what happens with that.
Well, that is it for the news, guys. Yeah, no, that's pretty much it. It was a quick news night. We know we had two guests, so I just grabbed a few interesting stories that I thought, you know, was pretty interesting going down. So that's about it.
Well, yeah, definitely. It was interesting. A lot of shockers in there, too. By the way, Will 17 Dash, he's always getting sold. Did we have any calls come in? Because I know Ben was on the line earlier, and I was hoping that they would call in so they could do the tiebreaker. Did we get them all in, Tyrone?
We had Ben for a second. Hold on. Let me screen this call real quick.
Okay. Oh, we'll go then.
Yo.
We can still chat while he's getting the call. So I just you know what I need to tell everybody to do? And this is such a sad situation. I need to tell everybody to follow the Global 14 Twitters, because I told you to sign up to global14.com, but I want you guys also to make sure you're following at Global 14 and at G14 Radio, because that's how you're going to stay tuned and keep up with everything that we have going on. There's actually a new show that happens on Mondays called Climax, I believe, and then you have Wednesdays that you can tune into The Cut, 8 p.m. Eastern, so make sure you tune in with us every Wednesday. It's going down. Models, hit up at The Glue on Twitter for the beautiful music segment, or hit any of us and we'll direct you in the right direction. No, hold on. We'll send you in the right direction so that you could be considered to be one of our interviews, and also get in the magazine and be posted on global14.com, again, which is Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. So shout out to everybody that listened to me.
Yeah, most definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to everybody that did that, and, you know, that put up with the technical difficulties that we were having earlier. Hopefully that will not take place next week. We're definitely going to try to fix all of the little bugs that are in the system here so we won't have that problem. We were having a great interview with Rain, and it just kept getting chopped up. But, you know, we were troopers, so we survived through it. Didn't have that problem with Trista T, so shout out to, you know, the technical difficulties not happening during the second segment, but overall, great show, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, the caller we just had on the show, that I just clicked over to, he fell off. So,
okay. Well, we gonna
now, you know, yeah.
Hey, we can't make them win it, but we will give them an opportunity and give them an advance notice to call in next week, hopefully, and win these prizes. If we must do it off the air and then just announce the winner on here, then we'll do that as well. Either way, I do want to give them an opportunity to win. It's a great prize, and they deserve to, because they called and participated when we first jumped the game off. Anybody want to give their plugs and their Twitters and their sites out real quick before we say goodnight?
Yeah, definitely check us out, global14.com, at Golden Fleece, on Twitter, at The Glue, THAGLUE, and Facebook.com, The Golden Fleece, THA Golden Fleece.
All right, and this is Tyrone. My Global 14 is Brightwood Entertainment, the whole word entertainment, Brightwood Entertainment. Twitter is Brightwood ENT, brightwoodentertainment.com.
And his voice is very deep. And this is Onyx, and you can find me on Twitter. He's got the Barry White voice. But the ladies love that, so it is what it is, right? I'm Onyx254. What?
I said I talk. I whisper in their ear real nice and gently and commandly. Like.
Oh my God. Everybody can follow me and hit me up on Twitter at ONYX254 and on global14.com. The same, ONYX254. Thank you again for everybody listening. We're going to play the outro song, and we are out for tonight. It's The Cut, T14 Radio. Tyrone, you got me? Young Main, I hustle.
Gotcha.
Alrighty.
Later, lifers.
Peace. Peace.
Yeah. Young Main, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
can we get some more? Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Jim Russell, now I'm shining on the button like it's nuts.
Why I run? I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Main, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas. I in the world wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
can we get some more? Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Jim Russell, now I'm shining on the sun like it's nuts.
That's why I run.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
can we get some more? Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Jim Russell, now I'm shining on the sun like it's nuts.
Why I run. Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Main's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Main can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run it with it.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Jim Russell, now I'm shining on the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Jim Russell, now I'm shining on the sun like it's nuts.
Why I run. I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.